We are holding the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So we say like this: Nitzma Shalim El Yerubayim. If the carbon Pesach, the whole carbon became tamei, or the majority became tamei, Sarfin Isai Lifnei Habira Miatze Hamaracha. So the carbon should be burnt Lifnei Habira. Different days in the Rishon, and what Lifnei Habira means, Rashi says over here, Kol HaMikdash Kulei Kari Bira. So it should be burnt in the Mikdash with Atzei Maracha. You're allowed to use the Atzei Maracha to burn the Karban Pesach, which became Tamei, and it must be done in this place. In other words, even though Pesach is Kachim Kalim, and in theory one might have thought that you could have burnt it anywhere in Yerushalayim, they specifically want that it should be burnt in the Mikdash. So, Nitzma Shalom Yerubay Yisarf, instead of Ne'abir Ma'atzi Amaracha, Nitzma Miyutai V'hanaisar. Let's say you took it back to your particular, your house, your chutz, or your gag, somewhere in Yerushalayim, and a small portion of the Karban Pesach became Tamei. Or you had a couple of kizesim left over, which became Naisar. So here we say, Sarfin Isaye Behatzri Seyen, Oy Al Gagay Seyen Me'atzi Atzman. So two differences. Number one, we say that the Sreifa is done in their homes, in their chatzeres, in their gagos, and so on. And number two, with their own wood, Me'atzi Atzman. They use their own wood. Ha'atzikonim sarfin oisei lifnei habira bishvil lihaneis mi'atzei hamaracha. And the stingy people who did not want to use their own wood to burn the leftovers, they would use the wood of the maracha. They would come back and they would burn it in the mikdash, and they would use atzei hamaracha. So, yeah, if you look at Rashi over here, and nitzma miyutei v'cheinaisa shal pesach tahar, meaning so it, either we're speaking about a small portion became tamei, or none of it became tamei, but some of it became naisar. That's when we said that you burn it in your chaseres, in your gag, with your own wood. But the tzaykanim atzranim shein sari ayin, the miserly individuals sarfanisei esmaat shenitma v'sanaisa, they would come back to the bira, come back to the Mikdash, and they would use the Atzei Maracha to burn it. So ask the Gemara, my time, meaning why do we say in the first case, if the Karban Pesach became Tamei, the whole Karban, or Rav the Karban became Tamei, that it needs to be burnt in the Mikdash with Atzei Maracha? Why? L'chara could be burnt anywhere in Yerushalayim. Am Rabbi Yisib Mepchanina, Kedei Levayshon. This was done Kedei Levayshon. So it's a fascinating din. Meaning, to the extent that the entire Karban Pesach became Tamei, or the majority of it became Tamei, so the assumption is the fellow was just simply negligent, wasn't careful. The whole Karban became Tamei, it's not that you ate it and some of the meat became Tamei, because one of the kids took it, I don't know, or a bit of it became nice, the whole thing became Tamei, Reva became Tamei, so then we say, Kedei Levayshon, so maybe this serves as a disincentive to dissuade people from being reckless with the carbon. So we want it should be done, that it should be done in the Mikdash, Kedei Levayshon. Now, Nitma Miyutai, we said if a minority of the carbon becomes Tamei, or the whole thing is Tahar, but some of it became Naisar, then we say you can burn it in your Gag, on your Gag, in your Chatzar, and so on, with your own wood. You don't need to come back to the Mikdash for that. Frag the Gemara, we learned previously in the Masechta. We learned V'chein mi sheyotza miyushalayim v'nizkar sheyesh biyadi b'sar kodesh. So now that he's left Yerushalayim, it became possible, the psul yotzei. Now that it became possible, the psul yotzei, it needs to be burnt. So what do we say? V'chein mi sheyotza miyushalayim v'nizkar sheyesh biyadi b'sar kodesh im avar tzayfim Sarfa bin Kaimai. If he's already passed this place, Tzayfim, which Rashi Shita was, Mokim, Sheyachaliris Misham Habira, Umisham Bahala, Ein Yachali Reisais, it's a place where you can still see the Bira, the Migdash. So if you've already passed that place, so we say, Sarfa bin Kaimai, you could just burn it wherever you are. Rashi says two lines in the bottom. Lo yitzrichu lachzor ulisarfei b'Yerushalayim hoyeluk farnis rachik harbe. Avol gav the kaimalan and perakol shad the b'makam achilas kachim shamsri fasam. Really, the place where you ate the kachim kalim is nech on Yerushalayim. So it was eaten in Yerushalayim. It should be burnt in Yerushalayim, and so on. We learn that out from a pasuk. Nevertheless, we say, "Im avar tzeifim starfavim kaimei." Im lav, if you have not passed tzeifim, you're out of Yerushalayim, but you have not passed tzeifim. So we say, "Chayzer v'starfay lifnei habira me'atzei hamaracha." So we said in the Mishnah that if a minority of the Karban Pesach becomes tamei, so we say you don't need to go back to the bira. You don't go back to the Mikdash, and you don't burn with the Atzei Maracha. You burn it in your Chatzeres, on your Gagos, with your own wood. And here we say, if you've gone outside of Yerushalayim, so there's a Psul Yotze, it needs to be burnt. So we say, if you haven't passed the place of Tzofim, even though you're outside of Yerushalayim, we say, go all the way back to the Mikdash. Chayz v'sarfa livne abira. Me'atzei hamaracha, says Rashi, top line, Alma miyutei shenifsal me'atzei hamaracha nami sarfinan. So even if a miyut which was nifsal, you use the atzei maracha, you don't use your own wood, you go back to the bira and you use the atzei maracha to burn. That is the stira. So the Gemara is going to quote three answers over here. Machlekes Rishonim, if these are all, if it's how many opinions there are over here, is the first and third opinion the same? The first and second are the same, and then arguing. Let's see. So how do we resolve this theory? Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva leikasha. Kan ba'achsanoi, kan ba'balabais. The difference is it a resident of Yerushalayim, or is it someone who lives outside of Yerushalayim? Kan ba'achsanoi, kan ba'balabais. Rashi says, ba'achs kan ba'achsanoi. If he's a guest, he's a guest. She'ainly eats him. Sarfei me'atzei maracha. So then he doesn't have his own wood. He's a guest. He lives somewhere far away. He doesn't have his own wood. So we say you don't have your own wood. You go back to Yerushalayim. You go back to the bira, and you use the atzei maracha. Whereas the Mishnah, which says you burn it locally on your gag and your chatzar and so on with your own wood, umasnisim abalabayis. He lives in Yerushalayim. A minority of the carbon became tamei, some of it became neisar. That's when we say you use your own wood. That is answer number one. Rav Papa Omar, and according to Rashi, Rav Papa is chelik on Rav Chama bar Ukva. According to the Tosfos, he's not. They're saying different answers, and they're not mutually exclusive. Let's see, Rav Papa Omar, hava ha ba'achsanayim. No, both of them are speaking about guests, people who don't live in Yerushalayim. And the difference is, like was already intimated, kan shehichzik baderech, kan shaloi hichzik baderech. The difference is, is one already far on a journey, or is one not far on a journey? Says Rashi, hichzik baderech, which is referring to the Mishnah previously in the Masechta, shehichzik baderech loy hitzrichuhu lechazer al eitzim. They didn't require him to start to fumble around and find wood. Kediktani. The chemi shiyotza. That's what it says. Mishiyotza alma behechzik b'derech haskinen. So they didn't want to be matriach him to go and gather his own wood. So they said, you use the wood of the atzei maracha. You can use. Whereas if he's lehechzik b'derech, then they said, okay, I'm sorry, you need to go and gather wood. We're not going to allow you to use the atzei maracha. In other words, as the Rishonim explain, even though there is this concept of leiv bezdin masne. If you look actually at the bottom taste of the Aleph from the days, Nitzmarubai, Sarfin Oyseilef Neabirim Atzi Amaracha. So it's kind of interesting. Why am I using the Atzi Amaracha, which is on the Maracha, on the Mizbeach, which is used to burn Kodshim, which is Ksherim? I'm using this to burn Kodshim Kalam Tameim. This is this Nira Tamishim, the Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleim. Because they require that they come to the Mikdash, and the reason why they wanted them to do that is it should be done in somewhat of a public manner. The So the Hekdesh said, you know, to the extent that we're asking you to come and receive your punishment in public for the sake of Busha, which ultimately should serve as a disincentive, so that people shouldn't do this in the future, they didn't say, oh, and by the way, bring your own wood. There's going to be a financial expense, and we're going to be mavayish you publicly, and so on. The Chaim's is based, it's b'tzaykonim. People who were stingy, miserly individuals, hisnu k'moy kain, they also made a similar tenai, shema mitoich, says the Bach, shema mitoich tzaknusan, because of their stinginess, hayu nimnoyim milasar fevaasel de aveira. So there's a concept of leiv bezdin masnev. They have the ability to say that even though this wood should only be used for kachim, kshirim, and so on, at times they said you can use it also for various reasons. So again, answer number two, we have a stira. Our stira is, our Mishnah says, if a section of the Korban Pesach was nitma, or none of it was nitma, but a section became noisar, then the din is, wherever they are in Yerushalayim, they burn it with their own wood. We learned previously that someone who's left Yerushalayim, the Korban Pesach became possible, sol yotzei. The din is, they come back and they serve it lefnabir with atzvi maracha, and they're able to use the wood in the Beis Hamikdash. So says Rav Papa, we're speaking about individuals who live outside of Yerushalayim. That's not the difference. The difference is whether or not you're hichzik baderech or you're not hichzik baderech. So the previous Mishnah is speaking about someone who's hichzik baderech. They weren't matriach him to find his own wood. He can avail himself of the wood in the bira and atzim aracha. Whereas an individual who's loy hichzik baderech, so then they said you need to go and gather your own wood. The answer number three, Rav Zvid, according to Rashi, is going back on Rav Chama. Bar Ukva, Rav Zvid Amar La'olam Kida Amar Mi'ikara Kan Ba'achsanai Kan B'balabayis. That is going to be the way that we're going to be Miyashiv the Stira. Kan Ba'achsanai, one is speaking about a guest. Kan B'balabayis. So, guest, he doesn't have his own wood. He uses the Atzi Maracha. B'alabayis, who lives locally, he does have his own wood. He's supposed to bring his own wood. The avor gav dele hichzik baderech. Right. We're not speaking about whether hichzik baderech. Achsanoi, if he's a guest, kevin de leslei, and being that he doesn't have, asu'u kitzikonim. So Chazal decided to treat him like a stingy person. Desnan atzikonim servant is still of nabir bishvili honez me'at samaracha. Meaning, just like as we saw in Tesfos, there was this leiv bezdin masna. They made a stipulation. And it's a fascinating thing. They kind of made an allowance for a person who is stingy. You're a stingy person. It's very difficult for you to spend money. The carbon became tamei. It became nisar. It's very difficult for you to go ahead and stick your hand in your pocket. Provision is granted, leiv bezdin masna, to allow you to avail yourself of the atzei maracha, which ordinarily should not be used for such a purpose. So leiv bezdin masna. So to over here we're saying an achsanoi, being that he doesn't have, we're kind of explaining the pshat in Rav Chama bar Ukva. That's the way Rashi learns. You look at Rashi, Rav Zvid, Rav Chama mukim lav adar papa palig, the yoiv taim al milsa Rav Chama. He's kind of giving the explanation of Rav Chama. The kaven, the lesli, eitzim, sham, asa'u, kitzaykana. They treated him like a person who's stingy, that the lev bezdin was masna, and they allowed him to use the atzim aracha. And that is the way that we are miyashiv the stira. Good. Tanur Rabbanan. Bo'ul l'sarfayi v'chatzri seyen o mi'atzei amaracha. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a mute of the carbon became tamei, they're supposed to burn it in their chatzar with their own wood. Says the Braisa, what if they want to burn it in their chatzar, but they want to use the atzei maracha? So bo'ul l'sarfayi v'chatzri seyen o mi'atzei maracha in shemelen. You're not allowed to do that. You can't take the atzei maracha and use it. Lifnei habira u'me'atzei atzman. They are happy to come back to the Mikdash and bring their own wood. They're happy to do that. Ein shem alehem. So says the Gemara, Bishlam u'me'atzei maracha b'chatzri seyen ein shem alehem del me'paishen minayu v'osubu l'dei takala. To take wood from the ma'atzei maracha, even though, as we said, provision is granted to use this wood to burn the Korban Pesach or parts of it which became tamei, but to take it into your chatzar when there might be some left over that they don't want to allow because there's a potential of takala. Rashi says, lehanos mehen hano acheris. You might come to use it for some other hana that they didn't want to allow. Elo, litne habir me'atzi atzman. My time, what's wrong with them bringing their own wood to the mikdash and burning it there? So Rabbi Yosef Omar shaloi levayish esmisha ainli. They didn't want to be mevayish someone who doesn't have their own wood. So to say that this should be what should be done, it should be brought. People should come back to the bira, to the mikdash, and bring your own wood. Fellow might not have his own wood, and therefore we say don't bring to the Beis HaMikdash your own wood, because that could be mevayish others. Rav Amar mipnei chashad. Because let's say you bring your own wood. You bring your own wood to burn, 15 kizesim of Karban Pesach, and you think you need X amount of wood. And really, you overestimated, and you've got extra wood left over. You're allowed to take it home. What's going to happen? People are going to see you leaving the Mikdash, carrying a sack of wood, and they're going to say this fellow is skimmed some off the top. He's taken from the Beis HaMikdash, from Ne'ach HaShad. Rashi says, and Machzir and Moisar Eitzim, Latir Beisai, Vaharoya Chishdon, Begunve Atzi Hamaracha. So that is the concern. Ne'ach HaShad says, the Gemara Binayu, Ike Binayu, Da Aisi, Kani Vichariusa, Dale Chazil Hamaracha. If you bring thin types of reeds, the types which are not good fuel for the maracha, Rashi says, "Hakol yodim she'enam me'atzei maracha l'fi shekalim heim v'nisrafim maher ve'ein eish maracha miskayemiz behen." So there will not be the concern of hashad, but mitzad the other consideration of busha, there will be that, and it's fascinating, kind of within the same sugya. I saw the Mefarshim speak about this a little bit. Within the same sugya, sometimes we say, come back, burn it, in the Atzei Maracha, because we want to embarrass you a little bit. You should be embarrassed because the entire Karban Pesach became Tamei. Like you weren't shamer it. We want to be Mevayish you. But here we're also saying in the same sugya, to bring your own wood into the Bira, into the Mikdash, we don't want to be Mevayish Misha Einloi. So, interesting. Sometimes we find that Chazal were very, very sensitive. Shloi Levayish is Misha Einloi. We find this in different, we know that it's customary to sing a Chosim down when he gets up to speak. Shloi Levayish is Misha Einloi. That's the reason why the Chosim doesn't make the Birchas Eiris in, because maybe another Chosim might not know how to say the Bracha. Not to be Mevayish is Misha Einloi. Sometimes we are very concerned about Busha. Sometimes we seem less concerned. Good. Tanan Hasam. We learned in Meseches Tamid. Rosh HaMaimid HaYamaimid Esatmein Al Shar Mizrach. So the fellow who's in charge, the Rosh HaMaimid, the one who is Mamuna, he would set up and cause all of the people who were Tmeim to stand in one particular place. Meaning these were Kahanim who became Tmeim, and they were not able to do the Avodah. He would be Maimed the Tmeim Al Shar Mizrach. Rashi says, Shar Mizrach, Kinesis Kol Adam Lahar Habayis. So this is where they would be. They would be at the entrance of the Har Habayis. Other Rishonim say that it was not in the Har Habayis, it was further in. My time, why did he do this? Why did he kind of arrange and assemble all the Tmeim in one place? So Am Rav Yosef, Kedei Levayishan, a similar thing. Rashi says, these are Kahanim, they were not Nizhar from becoming Tamei, and they were supposed to do Avodah, and they should have been more careful. If you know you have to work in the Beis HaMikdash, you've got to be that much more careful, and not to become Tamei. So this was done, Kedei Levayishan. Whereas Rav Amar, Mipnei Chashad. Rava says, the reason is Mipnei HaChashad. What does it mean, Chashad? Over here says Rashi directly across. Mipnei HaChashad, Shuloy Yachshadum. People should not be Chashadum. Shemipnei Malachton Heinen Nechdolin Milavei Lavid Avoida. Meaning, let's say if you're in a particular Beis Av, you're a particular group of Kahanim. and you see Kahanim one night, the next morning they're not there. And you think, oh, I wonder, I know why the Kohen didn't show up. He's probably got a big business deal. And he's decided to leave the Avodah to go and engage in his business deal. So we don't want to bring Hashad. But she says, people will see them there. They're all kind of hanging around, according to Rashi, by the entrance of the Har HaBayis. It's a very prominent place where people enter, and so on. This way, they will not bring Hashad to themselves. Says the Gemara, my binaya, what's the nafkamina going to be between the Rabbi Yosef's reason, Kedei Levaishan, and Rava's reason, Menei HaShad, Igi binaya mefanki. One nafkamina will be a very delicate person who doesn't work. He doesn't do work anyway. He is a delicate person. Everyone knows that he doesn't do work, so mitzah the reason of HaShad there isn't, but mitzah the reason of Kedei Levaish there is. Inami de kagodil Shishura. Or we'll speak about a person, a Kohen, that his other job is to make wicks. Rashi says, Mafshili Chavala, make rope, she umnis kala. It is a light, lowly profession, scharam at, get paid minimum wage. The aim b'nei adam hashudim sheyechtalu milavei la'avoida b'nei bitl melachazu. It's one thing if you make, you get paid a large amount of money. You get paid £500 an hour, so then someone doesn't see you in your shift in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say, you know, maybe he went to work. But if anyway you get a meager salary, there's not going to be this concern of Hashad. Rashi says, why are we bringing this over here? Rashi says at the end of Diramas from the Hashad, the Aidi, the Ayrila El, the Hach Plugta, the Hashad, and the Mnei Hashad, Naket La Laha. So we bring in this other thing. So we have previously that we said that Rabbi Yosef said Shalei Levayish, Rava said Mnei Hashad, so we bring in a similar thing over here. Good. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheyotza oyish nitma. So we mentioned before that if it's nitma shaleim, oyrubay, where your seraphit, lefne abir in the migdash, and you use the atzim aracha. And now we say, if it's yotza oy nitma, when do you burn it? So the Mishnah says, it depends what happens. So if it's yotza oy nitma, and we're saying that's a psul in the guf, Yisarif Mayat. On your Dalad, you don't need to wait. On Erev Pesach it was Nitma. On Erev Pesach it was Yotza. Chutz Lachem is Yushalayim. The din is Yisarif Mayat, says Rashi Bar Basar. In Torla Shayse Ad Habayke Shel Shisha Asar. You don't need to wait until the morning of the 16th. Meaning Shetu'ubar Tzurasei, that you would need Lina, Da'ainu Laila Echad. Meaning Rashi says, Amiyu b'yom tov avad, you can't burn on the 15th. Amiyu b'yom tov lematzi starfla k'diyafla kaman. In Sofim Karcham b'yom tov, like we saw that in Mesech HaShabbos. You can't burn, we saw that in B'mer Melikin, you can't burn Karcham on Yom Tov. So the choice is either on Yudalit, in the afternoon, or on the 16th, you burn it immediately. So if it was Yotza Chutz Yerushalayim, or became Tomei, you burn it on Yudalit. Now, Nitmu habayim oishemesu, but if there is more of a peripheral type of psul, an external psul, the bailim became tamei, the bailim died, and so on. Rashi says the ein psulei begufay alamachmas davar acher, right? It's just that now there's no one to eat it, but it's not a psul beetzem. Nitmu bailim oishemesu to uber tzurasa. You need lina, you need to wait. So you'll have to wait, obviously, until the morning of the 15th. You can't burn it on the 15th. V'yisarev b'shisha asar. So you burn it on the 16th. First day chalamayit. Rabbi Yechon ben Breka oimer, avzeh yisarev miyad levishayin le'ayichlin. Rabbi Yechon ben Breka says, no, even in this case, where the psul seems to be a zaitik psul, it seems to be an external, peripheral type of psul, he still says that it's burnt immediately, because once it's considered to be ein le'ayichlin, then you have to burn it. We're going to see in the Gemara, exactly, does it make a difference at what stage it was the bailam became tamei? if the bottom became tame after the Zrikas Adam. Before the Zrikas Adam, we'll have to see. Good. I'll go bottom. Din number one is that the pesach which is Yatsa or Tznitma Yisarif Miyat. So Bishlam Tame, I understand if the pesach became tame. So then Ksiv Abasa Shayiga Bechol Tame Lo Yeyachel Be'esh Yisarif. So I understand that a tame carbon is burnt. Well, we learn this out from the pasuk, and this pasuk is speaking about kachim kalim. Carbon pesach is kachim kalim. So I understand the necessity to burn it if it becomes tame. Eloyotze minolan. How do you know that if the pesach was yotze chutz liushalayim, that it needs to be burnt? Minolan dechsev. It says, what is this pasuk speaking about? This is speaking about in Parsha Shmini, where in the eight days of the 7 days of the Miluyim culminated with the 8th day Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and various karbonas were brought. Some of them were special karbonas for the Simcha of the Miluyim, and it was also Rosh Chodesh. So there were a variety of karbonas which were brought. Now the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu questioned Aaron. I'll just read the whole pasuk. Madua le'achal demesachatis bimkeim akodesh. Why did you not eat the chatis? Question Moshe to Aaron. Ki kodesh kadoshim hi. Ve'oyisinos lechem losis zavoyna eida lechapar aleihem lifnei Hashem. Why didn't you eat it? You're supposed to. Hein le'yuhuvez dam el akodesh pnima. So the simple understanding is that Moshe is saying it's not as if the dam was brought inside. I mean, it's a regular chatas chitzoina, and it's one thing if the blood would have been brought inside, that would have passed it, and I would understand why you would have burnt it. But hein lo yehuvez dam el hakodesh pnima, and if so, achol teich lo yisab hakodesh kasher tzivisi, you should have eaten it. So says the Gemara. How do you know that there's a psul yotze that it requires three for the chsiv hein lo yehuvez dam el hakodesh pnima amar le meishal aaron? Madua leyachal demesachatas shema nichnas dama lifnai v'lifneim is the reason why he burnt it, because the dam went lifnai v'lifneim. It's supposed to be a chatas chitzena when it was brought inside. Is that the reason why? Amalei lav. Amalei shema chutz limchitzasa yotzasa. Perhaps the reason why is because it was yotza chutz limchitzasa. Amalei lav. Bakodesh heist. No, it was not yotza chutz limchitzasa. If you quickly take a look at Rashi, 4 lines down, Shema chutz l'mechitzasa, chutz la'azara, yotzes, that's the place where it's a chatas, so it should have been in the azara, it's kachi kachim. So that's what he was questioning. Shema chutz l'mechitzasa, yotzesa, and this is going to be our source, even though we're speaking about Pesach, which is kachim kalim, but we're going to learn out from Chatas, which is kachi kachim, shema chutz mechitzasa yotzasa. Amar leilav b'kodesh ha'isa, remained in kodesh. Amar leisa, Moshe said to Aaron, I b'kodesh ha'isa. Ein leihuvez dama ela kodesh pnima madua leichal tamisa. So if so, I'm asking again, why did you burn it? We'll see later on the answer as to why Aaron burnt it. Al kapon legemarz medayig mechlal de'i nafka. If it would have gone out, inami ayel, or if it would have gone to a place which is more kaddish than where it's allowed to be, inami ayel dam livnim bas sreifi. So you see that it's a bas sreifa. So again, we're learning that how do I know the pesach became tame? It needs to be burnt, because we learn that from a pasuk, straight pasuk, my kachim kalim. How do I know psul yaitza? Because we can learn out from the chatas of Aaron, which is kachi kachim, that it's nishma from the shakla v'tayyah, from the conversation which Moshe had with Aaron, that if it would have gone outside of its right place, then it would have made sense to burn it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Nitzma, Gali Rachmana v'kachim kalim, argues his v'kolshikim v'kachi kachim. This is the gears of Huadin Kachi Kachim. So I understand Legabi Tuma, the Teres Megala by Kachim Kalim, and certainly would apply, the same would apply to Kachi Kachim, that if it became Tame, it needs to be burnt. El Yoitze, the Din, the Psul Yoitze, Ashkhan Kachi Kachim, like by Chatas, Kachim Kalim Minolan. How do we know? Certainly, as we are discussing in our sugya, how do we know Kodshim Kala? And if you have a Pesach, or a Shlom, and Bechar, and so on, which was Yotze Chutz, Limchitza Sechutz, Lechemes Yushalayim, that it requires Shreifa. Vesu, and what about other Psulim in Karbanis, which we also say that its din is, it needs to be burnt. Vesu, Ha Ditanya Lan Dama. Let's say the blood was left after Shkia. The Gemara says in Zvachim that Menayim Ladam Shenifsel B'Shkia Sechama. And we learn it from the pasuk Bayoyim Hikrivu as Zivchei Bayoyim She'at Zivech Atamakriv. So the dam is Nifsal Balina. Post Shkia, the dam becomes pasul. So that din of Lon Dama, or another din of Nishpach Dama, the dam spilt. When if the dam is spilt, so you're not able to do a zrika, so Nishpach Dama. Or Yotze Dama Chutz L'Kloyim. And up until now we've been speaking about, we said in the Mishnah, a Pesach Sheyotze, meaning the meat. The Basa was Yotze. What about if the Dam was Yotze? Rashi says, Techein Yotze Dama de Mahai Pnima del El Nami Nafka de Mifsal as a Dam B'Yitziya. Not only is the Basa Pasal with the Psul Yotze, but even the Dam is Pasal with the Psul Yotze. So these other various psulim, Nishpach Dama, Lan Dama, Nishpach Dama, Yotze Dama, the Kaimalan, the Sreifa, Minon, how do we learn that there's also a din Sreifa on these things? Says the Gemara, Nafkalan, Midrav Shimon. But the Gemara, in the end, in the Maskana, the Sigur is going to say, Talach HaMeshmi Zinai, but originally we're going to try and bring another pasuk for this. Nafkalan midrab Shimon, the Danyam Shimon Omer. The pasuk says, I'm going to read the whole pasuk. It says, V'chol chatas. And this first word, V'chol, is going to be important soon, but because it's seemingly an extra word. V'chol chatas. Asher yuvim idama el oyel mayed lechaper bakoidesh. Lo yisi achel ba'esh tisareif. So, says Rav Shimon, Bakoidesh, we're going to take the word Bakoidesh, and we're going to kind of put it together with the last two words of the pasuk, Ba'esh Tisareif. Shimon Eimer, Bakoidesh, Ba'esh Tisareif. Limeid Al-Chatas, Evi-Vachatas, Psula, Shesreifasa, Bakoidesh. You need to burn it, also Bakoidesh, meaning just like it is Kachi Kachim. It's in the Azara, so too if you have a Chatas Psula, it needs to be burnt in the Azara. It needs to be its Sreifasa Bakoidesh. Now, Ein Liela Zubavad, Shar Psuli Kachi Kachim, but other Psulim of Kachi Kachim, or the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, which has the same halachic status as Kachi Kachim, Minayim, that also needs to be burnt in the Azara. If you look at Rashi, Psulei Shar Kachi Kachim Shem Chitzasim B'Kashrus in Bazara, that its Mechitza, when its Kasher, is supposed to be in the Azara, Dechziben B'Chatzar El Mayed, or the Emuri Kachim Kalim Shenifsalu. So even though it's Kachi Kalim, but the Emurim have the din of Kachi Kachim, meaning the B'Kashrusan, when their Kasher, Haisa Chaymes Ha'Azara Mechitzasim, meaning the walls of the Azara are also the mechitza for the Emurim of Kachim Kalim. Why the ha haktara bo? Because you need to be makt them on the mizbeach. Minayin she'af kishenifsalu teisham sreifasan. That even you have to burn them also over there in the Azara. So how do you know these things also, says of Shimon Talmud Lamer, v'chol. So we take the first word of the pasuk, like I mentioned before, that it's extra, v'chol, bakoidesh, be'esh tisareit. Anything where it's din, when it's supposed to be done in a kosher way, is bakoidesh, so then when it was nifsal, it's going to be burnt also, bakoidesh, be'esh tisareit. So therefore you've got kachi kachim, and you've got the emurim of kachim kalim, that it's din b'kashrusan is also in the Azara, then we say it's going to be burnt in the Azara. Ashkechon kachi kachim, kachim kalim minolan. But what about kachim kalim? Rashi says the bo sreifa klal b'shar psulim chutz mituma minolan umituma lekalameilev t'shani tuma de posla af betruma meiser. So how do you know
by Kodshim Kalim that there's also a requirement of Sreifa. So the Gemara comes out and is Mastik Ella Kol Psuloy the Kodesh, they change it to any Psul which relates to Kodshim, all Psulim of Kodesh Bisreifa. All Psulim of Kodesh require Sreifa, Leishna Kodshim Kalim, Leishna Kodshim Kodshim, Gemara Gemirila. It's all a halach l'meish m'sinai, and the pasuk by Aaron, the hat is the Aaron m'shemaisa shahaya kachaya. That's what Moshe said to Aaron, but we're not actually learning out from it. Rashi says maybe it's just an asmachta ba'alma. If you look at the Rashi, hilchas the gemirila, hat is the Aaron lo yitzricha lefrushi basreifa, ba'ani nusa ubi yitziyasa. We didn't need to mention the din of Sreifa because of the aninus of Aaron and his sons, or because it went out, because any psul by Kodshim, there's a requirement of Sreifa. Elamaisa Shahaya Hudishtoy, it just speaks out the discussion between Moshe and Aaron, which we'll learn later on exactly, what the conversation was about. But Lamaisa Gemara is being masik now, that both by Kodshim and by Kodshim Kalim, that which we say that there's a requirement of Sreifa, is all learnt out from a halach l'meish m'sinai. Fine, so at this stage we know, certainly the din of the Mishnah, Pesach, which was Yotza, it was Nitzma, it is Nisraf, and it's Nisraf Miyad, that is L'Kuli Alma, and we mentioned if the Bailim became Tamei, if the Bailim died, then we have a machlekes din, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, as to do we go with our original klal, anytime the psul is an external psul, then we say that you need to wait, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, who says now even in such a case it's burnt immediately.
Now,
yeah.
We know that the Torah is not a history book, so if you're not learning anything from the incident in Moshe and Aaron, why is it recorded?
Well, so the Gemara is going to tell us some other things which we learn from it. We're not going to learn this particular din of the imperative of Sreifa, the Kodshi Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim, which was Nifsalu, but we'll see something else from it. Says the Gemara, we had before this Tana de Rabba, the Amr Afilu Pigul Ton Ibritsura, meaning he says that even Pigul, which is definitely a psul in the guf of the carbon, but nevertheless he says even Pigul still requires Lina. It requires that you wait to leave the carbon overnight. Now that you've left it overnight, it's Nifsal Balina. Even Pigul requires Ibrit Surah. Minolan. Where does he learn out that if you look at Rash, the way he says it is a fetal pigle shipsula begufay, ton Ibrit Surah. So even that, so what's his source that there's always a requirement of Ibrit Surah before you burn it? So Amalacha. So what's the source? Minolan. Yalif Ovein Ovein Minoisar. He learns Exereshava Ovein Ovein from Noisar. And just like by Noisar, it says the word Ovein. So the word Pigul, it says Ovein. And therefore we say, before you burn it, leave it overnight, and then you burn it. Frag the Gemara Venelef Ovein Ovein Michatas de Aaron. By the Chatas of Aaron, it was burnt immediately. It says the word Ovein over there, and it was burnt immediately. So why don't we learn out from there? Rashi. And if you look at Rashi towards the middle of the page, Diramasma Kiai Gavna, and you go up about four lines towards the end of this long Rashi, first word Rashi says, V'adigomar minoisar, to tell me that there's a requirement of Ibur, of Ibur Tzura, to say they need to wait until the morning, Ligmarei michatis da aren, shenisrufu ba, bayoyim, dechsev beinami ovein. It says, "Va'oysa nosin lachem laseisis avoina eda, u'meisha haydalem dechseva yitzav ve'enav." Meaning, originally Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Why did you burn it?" And Aaron explained his reason, like we're going to see soon. And it says, "Ve'yitzav," because otherwise Rashi is bothered. How can you bring a raya from a statement of Moshe which says the word avoin if Moshe was against the whole thing which took place? Elamai, Moshe himself agreed to Aaron's cheshbon. It says the word avoin over there. So, just like it says the word Ovin by Pigol, it says the word Ovin by Chatas da Aaron, and there it was burnt immediately, and ultimately with Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing. So why don't we learn out from there? V'nelef avoyna 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 mechatas da'aron. Amalacha chatas da'aron ki haigavna nami ibur tzura l'deris boy. Meaning, whatever psul was there by chatas da'aron, which we'll see in a minute, l'deris, you would require ibur tzura. It just happened to be, in that particular case, the Hasam Hayros Shah Haisa over there, that was a special Hayros Shah, was a special consideration. Rashi says, what does this mean? The Chatas Da'aron, in a similar case, with a similar psul, in future Deris would require Ibrit. So what does that mean? That the reason why they burnt it, Mipnei Aninus, because Aaron and Elazar Nisamar were oining him because of the death of Nadav and Avihu. So, Bein Lamanda Arma Bezmach Mamle Aninus Nisrafa. Bein Lamanda Arma Bnei Tuma Nisrafa. Luderes by Ibrit Sura. In such a case, if the Kohen becomes an oinen and he's not allowed to eat, or the Kohen becomes Tameh and he's not allowed to eat, that's not a reason to say that the carbon needs to be burnt immediately. That's not an intrinsic psul. That's an external psul. And therefore, you're not able to learn out from there because that was a Hayros Shah. Al Kopanim, we are saying, going back to what we said before, that if you have Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, which have various psulim, all these various psulim of Yoitza or Lamdama, Nishpachdama, Yatzadama, Chutzlaklaim, it became Tamei. We're learning out from Halach Lamesh Misinai. Says the Gemara, Hashta Damrinin Kol Psulei de Kodesh Besreifa, Leishna de Kachikachim, Leishna de Kachim Kalim, Gemara Gemirila, so Bakodesh, Ba'esh Tisareif, Lamali. So why do you need that pasuk, which says Bakodesh, Ba'esh Tisareif, implying that if there was some type of a Psul Yoitza, then it requires Sreifa, but Lamaskana we're saying is learned from a Halach Lamesh Misinai. So, Lamali, Hahumi Boilei, Shesreifasa Bakoidish. And Chanami, to tell me the actual din that it's a Bar Sreifa, I'm learning out from a Halach Lamesh Misinai. It's telling me that the Sreifa needs to be done in the Azara. It says Bakoidish. In the Kodesh, in the Azara, it needs to be burnt. Okay, so that's what we all do with that pasuk. From Freg the Gemara, the Abasa, Ashe Yiga, the whole Tame Lo Yeachel, Ba'esh Yisareif, Lamali, the pasuk which we quote in an Omen Aleph, which is speaking about Kachim Kalim, which became Tame, which says it requires Sreifa, Lamali. Why do I need that? Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. Ahu legufei itzrich. I need to tell me that if it became tamei, it still requires sreifa. So, I think what the Gemara is going to say is like this: the fact that you have to be seref kodshim somehow shows that there's still kedusha to it. It's special. You need to burn it. But if something has become totally chol, so it could be, it doesn't even require sreifa. Just bury it. Just discard it. But to say that something which became tameh, which the Gemara is going to say, is the type of psul, or it's a type of circumstance, which even affects even chulin. Even though we know that there's no iser to make chulin tameh, but nevertheless, the chalois shem tuma applies to chulin also. For instance, we know that the Gemara tells us in many places that there were some people who wanted to habituate themselves to eat even in chulin b'tahara. And it speaks about if chulin became tamei. And it says, you know, we're speaking about chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. But there is halachic significance, and it's not a senseless statement to say chulin became tamei. No, there are cases where we discuss chulin becoming tamei. So what the Gemara is going to say is, you might have thought that if there's a psul which is unique and specific to kodshim, then it requires sreifa. It's kodshim, something happened to it, it's still kodshim, and therefore I would say it needs to be burnt. But if it became tamei, where the concept of tumah has an application even outside of kodshim, maybe the nature of this type of circumstances is such that it kind of removes any type of kedusha whatsoever from the carbon, you could just discard it. That's what you might have thought. That's what the Gemara says. One more time. If kodshim kalim became tamei, don't eat it. The eishi sareif. Lamali, I was saying, why? Salgadai dechamina kol psule de kodesh. Kagoin landama, nisrav dama, yotze dama, nishch de balayla. Mention these four psulim. De besreifa, those are the ones that require sreifa. And maybe that's what the halacha mishmisina was coming to teach me. Why? De lesneu bechulin. Because these are psulim which don't apply to chulin. Avol nitma, the bechulin nami mifsal. Again, seemingly seems a bit of a strange thing to say. Nitma, the bechulin nami mifsal. The concept of tuma, which has a passless, it has some type of a mashmos, even in the world of chulin, as we said, chulin shnas v'tas hakodesh, or a shame tuma, and so on. Avol nitma the bechulin nami mifsal. Ema hoyo vis abed be uvdin de chol, ema leiti boin sreifa, the chizgile bekvura. Maybe I don't even need sreifa. Sreifa is, it's almost like in deference to this sacrificial meat. You need to burn it. Requires sreifa. Sreifa is what you do to kodshim. Whatever happens to them, you makter it and you serve the ones which are apostle. But that's only vilang, that there's a little bit of kedusha which remains. But, Masha Enkin, here, as Rashi says in the first white line, Tizgile bekfura legoinza mino ayin. Shaluyichlua klovim. It's sufficient that you just go ahead and discard it in a way that people will not treat it in a derech bizoin. You can wrap it in the bin. It's like the din, you know, Tashmishi mitzvah nizrokin, the Gemara says. Tashmishi kedusha. Tashmishi kedusha is goinzin. Tashmishi mitzvah nizrokin. Me'ikra din, you can take an esrog and you can chuck it in the bin. Me'ikra din. There's a din, you're not supposed to be noyeg within a minag bizoyin, and so on. Therefore, you wrap it. So we're saying a similar thing. I might have thought that the musig of tuma is something which has an application, even mechulin, in which case I would have thought, and it's also fascinating, because we're saying ultimately that if kachim kalim became tamei, was yatsa, was nishchta belayla, was landama, was nishmach b'chulu, these things, halacha mishmisini requires sreifa, but we're saying, oh, but I would have used my seichel to say, but no, maybe if it became tamei, maybe it doesn't require sreifa, because after all, that's something which has an application even to chulin. So it's just interesting to know kind of how halacha mishmisini work. If halacha mishmisini is in the scabble, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's what it is, so then, what do you mean, I would have a half minute to say, because of that, that there is no such halacha mishmisini, either it was nimsar, it was in the scabble, or it wasn't nimsar, since when does my seichel come into, like, defining what it says, what it doesn't say? I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how that works. Good, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, we said in the last din of the Mishnah, we had a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Breka. We said, if it's an external psul, the bialim became tamei, or we said, something happened to the dam. Yeah, we said, what was it? Lashon nitma, bialim shemesu, or the bialim died. Then we said, there's a requirement of ibur tzura, you don't burn it on your dalet. Rabbi Yochanan Breka says, you do burn it on your dalet. Why? Said Rabbi Yochanan Breka, because it's like ein loy eichlin. Says the Gemara, Nidma Bailim, Aisha Mesa Dubar Tsaras, and Amr of Yosef, the Machlik is Tanakam Yochum Bembreka, Shinitma Bailim, Achar Zrika, post Zrika, the Ischazi Basar Achila, there's nothing which was wrong with a Basar. It went through the Shchita, it went through the Kabbalah, it went through the Zrika, everything is good. Now the Bailim became Tame, that's a Zaitig Psul. That's totally external to the kashrus of the carbon. For sure, that's when the Tanakhama would say that you need Ibrit Tzura. You need to leave it overnight, in this case until the 16th, and then you burn it. Avol nitmu bailam lifnei zrika. But if the bailam became tame even before the carbon was roy to be used, even before the zrika, the bailam became tame. The lo yischazi basal achila. Oh, that's much more of an integral psul. The lo yischazi basal achila. Then divrei hakol yisarif miyad. Even the Tanakam would agree to Rechem and Breiko and say you burn it immediately. Frag the Gemara, it's not true. Meisvei zeaklal kol shepsula begufoi yisarif miyad. Fine, we've seen that many times. Now bedamu bebailim to ubetzurasli. The Yetzla Beis HaStreifa. We've also seen that. If the Psul is Bebailim, then to Uber Tzirasi. But it says Bedamu Bebailim. Not only Bebailim, the Psul is Bedam. Okay, says the Gemara, Ketani Bailim to mean Zedam. So what does that mean? Ma Dam Lifnei Zrika, by definition. We're saying if the Psul is a Psul in the Dam, then you need Ibur Tzura. It's definitely not referring to something after the Zrika. After the Zrika, it's a done deal. Finished. Carbon's done. It's a Ritzu. It's finished. So, al karchach, when we say if the psul is a psul, bedam, and bailim is similar to dam, so it must be referring to lifnei zrika. So, ktani bailim demi dam. Ma dam lifnei zrika, av bailim lifnei zrika. And we're saying that even if it's lifnei zrika, we're saying there's a din of ibur tzura. So, you wanted to say, Rabbi Yosef, that if it's lifnei zrika, even the Tanakam would agree to be a chememberika. We see that's simply not true. That cannot have been what Rabbi Yosef said. Elai itmar hachi itmar. This must have been what Rabbi Yosef said. Machlikish and nitzmu bailim lifnei zrika. The leis chazi basel achila. The haveli kipsule begufay. When did Rabbi Yosef chememberika say that it's Nisraf Miyad on Yodalad if the Bailam became Tamei? If the Bailam became Tamei before the Zrika. Avol nitzmu Bailam lach Zrika, this chazi basal achila, devre akol psulei machmas davar achar ba'ibrit tzura. Then Rabbi Yochanan Breiko is forced to agree that if the Bailam became Tamei after the Zrika, after the kashrus of the carbon, after the Ritzah was achieved, then Rabbi Yochanan Breiko would agree that it's considered to be external, and there's a requirement of Ibrit Tzura. That is the Maskana Pshat in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af L'Achaz Rika Nami Machleikas, Paladik Azach. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Even post Zrika, the carbon is finished. It was done by Kashrus. And then the Bailam became Tamei. Still, Rabbi Yochanan Breiko would say, you burn it immediately. V'oz de Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, Rabbi Nehemia Amru Dover Echot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, Hadamaran, that he said, Nitmu Bailim, Yisarif Miyad. That is Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka. What is Rabbi Nehemia? Mayhi, the Tanya of Nehemia Oimer, Mipnei Aninos Nisrafazu. What did Aaron respond to Moshe and say the reason why the carbon was burnt? Mepnei aninus nisrafazu lekach ne'amar ka'ele. Meaning Aaron says, you know, this is what happened to me, and this is why I had to burn it. I v'ha aninus kila achar zrika havya. When you consider the nature of the psul of aninus, what is aninus? What does aninus have to do with the carbon? Aninus is analogous to Ela Achar Zrika's situation, insofar as it's got nothing to do with the kashas of the carbon. Rashi points out over here, let's see, it's a long Rashi. Let's just see the beginning of the Rashi. Rashi says, about 10 lines at the bottom, Vaninis Kalachar Zrika, Sha'afilu Mesu Nodava Aviu Lifne Zrika. Another one of you died before the Zrika. Eina Zrika Nifselis Bekach, there's no reason why you can't be Zurich the Dam. Ah, you won't be able to eat from the meat. So what? The chatas le damya le pesach, the ikr la achila. Maybe by pesach, the ikr is for achila. Chatas is not. Deilachatas lechashirin loichlin didei. Delekapara asya. And so on. So, says the Gemara, if so, the psul of aninos is analogous to a la'achar zrika type of situation, and nevertheless, what happened? V'chi yistaruf, la'altan yistaruf. And when was it burnt? It was burnt immediately. So says Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka would say what he said, even if the bialim became tamei after the zrika. And again, after the zrika, the carbon is kosher, 100%. Zaitig, you became tamei. What does that have to do with the carbon? You should burn the carbon right away? Yes, you burn it right away. What's my proof? Because Aaron said to Moshe, I'm an oinen. And therefore, we have to burn the carbon. And they burnt it then and there right away, and Moshe eventually agreed. Now, says the Gemara, what is aninus? What is aninus vis-a-vis a carbon chatas? Carbon chatas is not bal achila. So what if you can't eat from it? Elamai, there's nothing wrong with the carbon whatsoever. It's like, and therefore it's going to be analogous to a la'achar zrika type of situation, and it was burnt right away, in which case we see Rabbi Yochanan would disagree with Rabbi Yosef, and he would say, even if the fellow, the Bailam became Tamei post-Zrika, still you burn it right away, raya from the chatas of Aaron.